My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Green. My friends, it's been a minute since I've been uploading on this channel. I had a lot of work going on, and I look at the news like everybody does. And, you know, I think we need to discuss. I need to get back, A, into posting, because I've been working a lot. B, you know, I'm sick and tired of the left-wingers and all the treatment of the ICE agents. I'm sick of it. I think we need to clear the air. And I actually was just having a very interesting conversation with a customer and his wife. And they're old-school Democrats, by the way. And what was interesting to me is, as we were talking, he started talking about how he used to work on the railroad and how he was a Democrat. The guy's about 70 years old. He was an old school Democrat. And the more we got into talking, the more I realized, wait a minute. I expected him to say he liked Biden and he liked Kamala. No, he voted for Trump. And so I asked him, I said, why would you vote for Trump? As an old school Democrat who, in his own words, voted for Obama, why would you vote for Trump? And his answer was interesting. And I think it tells me a lot about why we're seeing the shift we're seeing in this country. He told me, he said, because I had my eyes open and I saw what was happening, and the Democrat Party is not the party of the people that it once was. Now, keep in mind, this is coming from a gentleman who voted for Obama not once, but twice. And he and his wife are sitting here and they're talking to me and they're telling me that they were voting for Obama. Now they're voting for Trump. And the reason being is they're tired of being beat up with all the LGBTQ, all the minority issue. They're tired of it being shoved down their throats all the time. And we were talking about and now keep in mind, I did not bring this stuff up to them. This is not part of my day job. My day job is actually not political whatsoever. This is kind of like my Batman to my daily Bruce Wayne. But anyways, as we're talking about this, they bring up the ICE protests. Yes. Now, they're more like riots, but that's fine. Protests in California, Inglewood. And they were telling me, they're like, why do you think this is happening? And I told them, well, here's what I think is happening. The foreign money is pouring in, and people are so brainwashed that they actually think that the ICE agents who work for the federal government are the same as the Gestapo in Italy or the brown shirts of old AH in Germany in the 1930s. They couldn't be farther from the truth. Totally false. Absolutely false. Reason being, a lot of politicians, they like to kick the can down the road. But when I was a kid, we played a game called Kick the Can. The politicians play Kick the Can, but with world issues. They play Kick the Can with actual issues that affect the daily lives of you, me, and everybody else listening to the show. And what they do is, instead of dealing with hard issues, they'd rather be the happy-go-lucky good guy. They don't want to make hard choices. They don't want to make people, you know, scared with headlines and, you know, following the law and whatnot. No, they'd rather just be the good time Charlie and print money and have a good time. Trump, on the other hand, is actually doing what's on the books. This stuff wasn't invented by him. He passed these laws he's now following. And what's interesting with me is that even old school Democrats are seeing this. These are old school Catholic Democrats, and they're the ones sounding more Trump than me. And I found it so fascinating, because at the end of the day, it goes to show you that the world's not as blind as the media would have you believe. The media, whether it be social media or the mainstream media, and have you believe that everybody's a flaming leftist and everybody hates ICE and they hate Trump and everybody else, but it's not true. It's just not the truth. And what's interesting to me is, we need harder immigration law. We need enforcement. And the Democrats and the liberals who say that, oh, who's gonna pick our groceries? Who's gonna pour the concrete? Who's gonna build the roofs? I am in the roofing business. Not everybody who's Hispanic is an illegal alien. It's so racist to me And yeah, I'll pull out the racism card because the liberals do it every day of the week. I think it's racist for Democrats to say that illegal aliens, like that we need the illegal aliens because otherwise, who's going to do the roofing? Who's going to do the cement pouring? Who's going to pick the strawberries and the blueberries and the corn? You don't have to be an illegal alien to do those jobs. In fact, there are a lot of Hispanic people who do those jobs who are not illegal aliens, who are not breaking the law. It's so gross to me that they think that, oh, you have to be an illegal alien to do those jobs. Of course there are some illegal aliens who do those jobs. They don't work for me, though. That's number one. But number two, guess what? If you kick out the illegal aliens, yeah, you're going to have a little bit of a hard time up front. I'll be honest with you. Yes, you will. You know what you're going to do, though? You're going to hold people to a higher standard, and you're going to fix the problem instead of just pretending the problem will fix itself or pretending like it's not there in the first place, which is what people have been doing for years. So when I see these protests happening with ICE, why are you trying to keep people in the country who are not supposed to be here? We have a legal process. I don't have a problem with legal immigrants. I don't think a lot of people have a problem with legal immigrants. It's the illegal immigrants. And the legal immigrants, by the way, hate the illegal aliens. You don't know that, do you? The illegal aliens are as much despised by citizens as they are by the legal immigrants who come here, who have green cards. They don't like them either, by the way. And you want to know why they don't like them? Because then all the immigrants are being shown in a certain light. They know that. That's why they don't like the illegal aliens. Because they get lumped in with the illegal aliens. They get viewed as, if you're an immigrant, you're the problem. When most of us, even regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, we're not saying that. We are saying we don't like the fact that a lot of illegal aliens are coming over here and shooting cops, running drugs, and raping women. We don't like that. We want that stopped. So, but instead they'd rather have their strawberries be $2 cheaper at the supermarket than deal with what the problems I just laid out. Now, people will say, oh, well, citizens commit crimes more than illegal aliens. So? In other words, because only a third of the jails are filled with illegal aliens, then we should just let them all come in here? What kind of sense does that make? In other words, because citizens commit more crimes because there's more citizens than there are illegal aliens, then we should just not have, then illegal aliens are fine? That's your counter-argument? That's on the level of saying, well, you know, people are already infected with the disease. Let's not stop any more from coming over here who could infect other people. Stupid. It's stupid. So in other words, you're admitting there's a problem. It's just not as big of a problem as the citizens are. Well, then cool. Let's get rid of and free up our prisons for the citizens then, if there's such a crime rate going on in America. Great. Then let's get rid of the illegal aliens and deport them to their countries. And then we could fill up the jails with actual illegal criminals. How about that? Instead of paying all this money for the illegal aliens to sit here on their fat behinds in prison and get 3 square meals a day and free medical care, how about instead we save that for citizens instead? I mean, am I crazy? My friends, am I crazy? Am I wrong? Am I making too much sense to you left-wingers out there? Look, it's one thing if you want to protest and say kids shouldn't be separated from their parents. I still think that at the end of the day, if you committed a crime, you dragged your kids into it, congratulations. So this makes you a bad parent, not my problem. I know that might seem callous to all the sheeple listening to the show, but guess what? I don't care. I think a lot of people are in that boat, by the way. They're sick and they're exhausted with all the hearts and the flowers and the, oh, but I don't like the way it makes them feel. Well, guess what? I care more about my money than I do about my feelings. That's number one. Number two, I care more about what's good for my children when I have them than about your feelings when you don't have kids because you're the one way or another. That's the other thing. Why are all the people who don't have kids trying to tell us about the future like they have a stake in it? Can I ask that question real quick? Am I not allowed to ask that? Because as someone who plans to have children, I kind of care about the future, as opposed to all these liberal morons who have no kids, who have no grandkids, who have no reason to have kids. They don't, of course they don't care. Of course they don't care. Why would they? It doesn't affect them. But it affects me, because I want to have kids. I don't want my kids living in a garbage can. I don't want my kids being picked on because they're white. If I happen to marry a white woman and have children with only a white woman, you think I want to deal with that? The answer is no. They want to live in a world where men are being treated like crap because we're born with a schmendrick we didn't ask for? No, I don't want to live in that world. That's the other thing. People don't want to persecute people for being black or Hispanic or anything like that because you can't control your race. I agree with you there. But for some reason, you could persecute a man because he was born with a schmendrick he didn't ask for. Make that one make sense to me right quick and then get back to me on that. I think that's stupid personally and a double standard. But hey, what else is new? What else is new? As if there hasn't been hypocrisy in the Democrat machine. Of course there is. Of course there is. When it comes down to immigration, I don't understand the hills that the left's dying on. Like, I don't understand. Why do you want criminals here? Because they are criminals. I don't care what way you slice it. I don't care if they have two kids and a house in the suburbs and they're an illegal alien. They're a criminal. They broke the law and they came into our country. That's like saying if somebody broke in your house and starts living in your house, should they just keep living at your house? They broke in and started living there as a squatter? Probably not, but apparently that works with your country. See, that's the other thing I don't get. A lot of liberals are wealthy people. Would you want a squatter in your rental house? Probably not. So why would you want one in your country? Oh, I get it, because one directly affects you more than the other. I get it. Okay. And you can go to all your friends and talk about, oh, I'm so down with the people. I'm so compassionate. I care about everybody so much. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Part of the show is to show you how you're being exploited. And one of the big lies you're being exploited by is that illegal immigration is not a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. And there's so much misinformation. It's overwhelming. See, everything's tied into the human condition. People want to be nice people. They want to be overall happy-go-lucky. They want to be nice. They want to get what they pay for, earn what they work for. They want to have all the, you know, the basic tenets of life. And they think that just by being nice and glossing over the more serious issues that they'll just magically solve themselves or that they won't remain a problem. And that is just not correct. It's just not true. And I don't know if it's blissful ignorance coupled with maybe a Marxist background or maybe it's more insidious than that, but I just, for the life of me, I don't understand why people want to keep playing kick the can with serious issues that are affecting our daily lives. My friends, do you work or do you know someone who works in an industry that's directly tied to this illegal immigration problem? Because I am. There are a lot of illegal aliens who roof. I'm in the roofing business. A lot of people, not that work for my company, thank God, because we're not stupid enough to deal with it. But I know people in other roofing companies who had their sites be raided by ICE, who have had OSHA come on to their projects, and they've paid serious fines and had serious consequences. And the supply lines are harder. The labor is harder to find for a lot of roofing companies. Not mine, thankfully. But a lot of other ones, yes. And I understand it. I have sympathy for it. However, one of the new guys that works with me, he's from Honduras. He actually came over here as an illegal alien smuggled by the cartels. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but guess what? He went through the legal process, which is in place, by the way, for all you schmuck liberal putzes who don't realize that if you're a legal alien even now, you can become a legal resident and still, you know, not get kicked out. There's that, too. He's not getting kicked out. The guy, my new friend from Honduras, he's not getting kicked out the country. He's getting married in a couple weeks. he's not getting thrown out of the country. Why? Because he actually hired a lawyer and went through the legal process of learning English, learning American history, doing all these things that a lot of immigrants are now not doing. And so I have no sympathy, and he'll tell you himself if he ever wants to come on the show. He does not agree with these morons who don't want to go through the legal process because they're too broke or too lazy. He doesn't agree with it. He doesn't like the illegal aliens. He wants them gone. Because as a Hispanic guy, he gets labeled in with these people. He wants them gone. He doesn't like his name being coupled with theirs. And so, my friends, don't think that I'm not on the side of legal immigrants. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes. I'm very in favor of legal immigrants who come here and they don't just suck the government welfare dry. They come here and they work hard. They build a family. I want those people here. What I don't like are the criminals and the bums and the gangsters who come here who have all this time to get their papers in order, to do the right thing, and they don't do it. I have no sympathy for them. I don't care if they have 5 kids. I don't care about any of that. They chose the bed they're laying in, and now they're lying in it in plain English, and I have no sympathy for them. Maybe you should have gotten your papers right before you had kids. Maybe you should have done the right thing before you decided to pretend like nothing was going to happen to you. Maybe you should have done that, and maybe you wouldn't have anything to worry about. You can call me mean. You can call me not sensitive. But you can't call me unfair. I think I'm incredibly fair. My friends, what do you think about all the ICE protests going on? Do you think they're the Gestapo, like a lot of the left-wing bots are saying on Twitter and on the mainstream media? I don't think so. I have yet to say someone say they have no legal ability to do this, because they do. I think this is an important conversation, and I'm sick and tired of people waxing poetic the issue as opposed to actually diving into it and having an uncomfortable conversation like this one. My friends, you let me know what you think, because I personally believe that so many people are on the same side of, if you agree with me, I think we're in the majority, not the minority, I'll tell you the truth. I think that a lot of Democrats would like us to believe we're all racist scumbags, when in actuality, we are not. It's them who want the slave labor here. Oh, did I say slave labor? Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. They'd rather have the slave here, like, because they are the party of slavery. They are the party of slavery, my friends, in case you don't know it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, look in a history book and look up. Look up Abraham Lincoln. Look up old Abraham Lincoln. Last time I checked, he ran as a, oh, that's right, as a Republican. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and then the Democrat South, the Dixie South, which was Democrat, seceded from the Union. Oh, that's right. Oh, you mean to tell me nothing's changed? Oh my God, that's shocking. Really? You mean that history repeats itself and we're living in a repeat of history all over again, except without blacks and Hispanics now? Oh my God, that's crazy. No, my friends. No, it's not all that shocking, really, unfortunately. And we're now living in the exact same situation. When the plantation owners don't want to let go of their slaves. Oh, yeah. And guess what? They're ready to go to war over it all over again with the useful idiots right behind them. What do you think? Do you think I'm unfair? Do you think I'm on the line? I don't. And I'm going to keep beating this horse to ride and gallop across the plains for as long as I need to. My friends, you let me know what you think. In the meantime, I'm going to get back to work. I'm out of here. Peace.